Hey, it's Jonathan. I got a question, and it's a pretty good one, and I may end up shooting a couple videos here to answer this in full, because I think it's a problem that a lot of people run into, and I actually run into it. And I think once your business is established, or if you're already in a business, you're probably dealing with this to some degree. So question is, this is actually from somebody that wants to start in the business, and apparently they've got a little history in the business. They've made some money, bought their first car, if I understood correctly, going back years ago. Mowing yards. So it's kind of similar actually to my story. I started when I was 15, worked through high school into my freshman year of college. That's how I paid for my cars and college and everything else. It's all through lawn care. So, and it got me started on my future businesses. So kind of get it. And so I understand completely that. But the real question is, you know, so you're getting started and maybe you're not starting in February or March or April, whenever season starts, depending on what part of the country you're in. And how do you go get the clients? How do you find a mid-year? You know, have all the lawn care companies already picked them all up? Is there anybody left to be had? Well, I would say that yes, to some degree, a lot of clients are taken. It's just the fact of it. But that wouldn't slow me down. So, because once you're an established business, you've got the exact same problem. Is it true that you can only, so if your season starts in March, and so maybe March and April are the months when most of the clients are looking for somebody or they're switching companies, I mean, does that mean that March and April are the only selling seasons there are, and after that you've locked in all the clients you're going to get for the year and you're out of luck? And no, I can tell you from experience, that's not the case. We're writing new business or selling new business, new clients all the time. In fact, every single day we're bringing new clients in. So we would have the same problem if it was true that once the season starts, all the clients are taking, nobody's interested, then we wouldn't be able to continue selling business. And boy, would this be a terrible business. I don't think I'd be in it. So the fact of the matter is, so I'm just going to answer this one question. I'm going to isolate this one question, and that is, season's already started. Can I get business? Yes, absolutely. That should not hinder you. What you want to do is you want to make an argument to this prospect that you're talking to on why they need to be using you versus everyone else. Now, that's the same argument you need to make at the beginning of the season, so it doesn't really change anything. What I see the mistake most companies making is they don't do anything, they don't say anything, nothing they do is compelling. And by that I mean, and I made the same mistake. I got in the business, I looked around, what is everybody else doing? They're doing this kind of marketing. It has a pretty picture on it, says satisfaction guaranteed. We're gonna mow, edge, weed eat, blow off your lawn, or, you know, depending on what service you're selling, or they all say the same thing about a fertilization weed control program. Everybody looks the same, everybody says the same thing. So yeah, you are gonna have a problem if you wanna go get in the business and in June or July or August, you want to go get a bunch of companies or customers or clients, residential or commercial, to move to you. Now, commercial, I'll just make a quick mention. Commercial is generally under some form of an agreement, a contract, an annual agreement most often. Those agreements are coming up all the time, flat all the time. So you have not missed a selling window. Actually, we have very, very few lawn care commercial agreements that are probably for the March, when our season starts, which is March and April. Very few of our agreements renew at that time of year. So most agreements are coming due, in my experience, at different times of the year. So especially no concern on commercial. So let's talk about residential, since there's no worries on commercial. On residential, again, do companies make mistakes? So let's say I am a homeowner and I am using a lawn care company. Does the lawn care company I'm using, could they potentially make a mistake? Could they have potentially got too much business and now they're dropping the ball? Could they have potentially lost some employees and now they can't get my work done? Could they have potentially nicked up my fence or not shown up or made any of the number of errors that so many lawn care companies make, and now I'm a frustrated homeowner and I'm a dissatisfied client? Or could it be that I've called them, I want them to do something for me and I asked for it, still hasn't been done? Or maybe I've called their office, they don't answer the phone, and they still haven't called me back, and I'm not happy at this point. So any piece of marketing that comes in my mailbox or on my door, or a friend that refers someone, another lawn care company, to me, that might catch my attention right now, because I'm in the state where I'm looking. I'm in the state where I might not be aggressively looking, but my mind's alert to, is there a better opportunity out there? So at this moment, I have need as the homeowner. I have this need that I'm frustrated with who I've got. I'm willing to consider someone else. Happens constantly. Then you've also got homeowners that are just, they're not too thrilled, but they're not too unhappy. They're not unhappy enough to move. They're not unhappy enough to pick up the phone, call another lawn care company, because chances are that lawn care company is going to be just the same as the last three they've had, so why bother? They just put up with the lawn care company. So that means it's your job to identify all of those potential clients and get them motivated to take action. Get them motivated to get off the couch, pick up the phone and call you, or get off the couch and go to the web and fill out an estimate request form on your website and ask you for some more information and a free price quote or whatever it is you offer. That's what you've got to be thinking about. You've got to put yourself in the mindset and the perspective of the homeowner. What would it take to get you, when you're not completely dissatisfied, to switch? And if your answer's price, that's a bad one. Don't make it based on price. It's got to be something else. Several years ago, we implemented what we have is an extremely unusual and extremely bold guarantee. So one thing we do, and it's just one of many, it's our guarantee. We're not the cheapest in the market, so we can't make the argument that we're going to give you the best price, but we will give you the best service. And we can make arguments about how we're going to do that in terms of answering the phones. We actually answer our phones live all the time, in terms of just so many different factors about why we're different as a company. We go and explain all those things. So many things you might assume a customer or a prospect knows about the lawn care business, they may not know that. You should explain to them exactly what you deliver that's different and take ownership of all the differences over every other company, and then incent them. We do all kinds of things, like remind our clients about how they need to set their water sprinklers. We remind them of upcoming services. So we give those away as promotions. We would give them away as free if you're a client, but we use them as part of our promotion. We'll give a discount. We'll give some gift certificates. We'll give a whole different assortment of incentives to try to get that person to take action. So whenever we do marketing, there is a compelling offer on why you've got to take action now. Here's all the things you're going to get if you do it, all the bonuses, all the extras we're going to give you, and here's all the stuff you're going to lose if you don't do it right now by this deadline. So that's the way you've got to be thinking. Yes, a lot of clients are taken, but it's true that most, I would say most, are not thrilled. And if they are presented with the opportunity to use somebody that they're convinced would thrill them, then they will consider moving. You have to make the case. The easiest way to make that case is by knocking on the door, residential or commercial, knocking on the door, where if you're presentable, if you speak well, if you have a friendly demeanor, if you're easy to chat with, if you give advice and you're not pushy and salesy and you come across more as an advisor, consultant, friend, you have a real opportunity to win a lot of business by walking down the street and knocking on doors, because you immediately make that personal connection that can never be made at the same level through marketing. So I've said it before in other videos, that's the fastest way to grow, and it's the easiest way to grow in the middle of the year. Door hangers, postcards, email, referrals, all those other things, signage on your truck, all of that helps, all of that works. You need to do all of it. So I'll come back and record another video about some of that, but what you need to be thinking about mid-year is, what can you do that's so different than everyone else in the marketplace right now that you can actually catch the attention of the prospect that you want to serve, that you want as a client? You've got to think about, how can I get their attention? What do I have to do to make them try me? Test it. I mean, you don't have to print 20,000 marketing pieces. You can print 100 and you can put them out and you can test it. You can print 1,000 and you can put them out in the doors and you can test it. Try a few things. Get creative. Even if you lose a little money up front, who cares? Because you're figuring it out. Because once you figure it out, you can ramp it up and you can start doing a lot more of that marketing and you can start bringing a lot more clients in fast. So I would go in and I would be outrageous in a sense in terms of what I had to offer. And I would go out and do something so totally different and make guarantees about what you're going to do and put them in writing and make them bold and unusual. You'd be surprised how few clients will ever take you up and call you out on a guarantee if you're guaranteeing quality. So not enough time to give you all the facts, but don't be discouraged about starting a business mid-year. I think that there is a definite selling advantage opportunity at the beginning of the year, but you can continue to sell right through the year. If you're willing to go out and knock on doors, no question about it. If you're only willing to do marketing and you're going to send out postcards and door hangers and things of that sort, yeah, a little bit more challenging, but that's how we grow our business. We market. We don't actually knock on doors anymore. We actually are doing marketing, and that's how we drive our clients. Our web is big. AdWords, you can get up and running immediately using pay-per-click, Google AdWords on the internet to immediately get people to see your company. People are looking and changing all the time. So again, don't be discouraged. You can absolutely get clients right now. I'm going to touch on a point I've already touched on several times in other videos. If you're willing, if you're not afraid, put on some nice clothes, print up some business cards, maybe print up a little postcard. And again, postcards and how to do them right are a totally different conversation, but you can go to overnightprints.com. You can print some postcards where they have a front and back to them where you don't leave the space for postage and address and such. And then for an extra, I think it's $2 per thousand, you can have the corners rounded. And you can make them into a nice little handout. It's nothing more than a 5x7 postcard, which is super cheap to print. I think you can print 500 of them for $80 or something like that. So you don't need to create a big brochure, but you could create your unique selling points about why you're different than everyone else on just a little handout card that had your web address, that has your phone number on it, and you walk down the street and you can knock on doors. And so if you're doing this for residential, it's as simple as knocking on the door, introducing yourself, explaining why you're different, and asking if you can have a shot at the business and guaranteeing the work in some fashion or giving some deal. You know, initially when you have nothing to lose and you have no business, you might consider offering to mow the front yard for free to prove the quality of your work. I know that sounds crazy. It works. It's actually, now you're going to get burned on that sometimes and you can't look at it that way. There are people that will take advantage of you. What you've got to look at is the results of the whole. If you get burned, you know, one time out of every 10, but every 10 times you do a demonstration of your quality, you sell 6. To me, that's worth it. That's worth doing. So we don't do a lot of that, but it's just an example of how to think, because when you're getting started, you're desperate and you can afford to do whatever you got to do. So do some unique things. And you know, you might just test an idea like that, but walk down the street. This is residential we're talking about. Knock on the doors, introduce yourself, ask for the business. First rule, go to neighborhoods where they actually have lawn care. One thing I do not recommend is looking at a street and saying, wow, that grass is really tall. That yard looks terrible. Those people definitely need a lawn company. Well, the reason they probably don't already have a lawn company is because they won't pay for it, or because they didn't pay their bill and they got canceled. Sell to buyers. Don't go try to convert those that mow the yard themselves. Don't try to convert them into buyers. There's a reason they're not using lawn care. You may be able to sell them, but you know, what I would say is pick the low-hanging fruit. Go get the people that are already buying lawn care services. Convince them that you're the better choice, that you're the better company, and get them to switch to you. And do it in a very ethical manner, but really do be a better company. It's not hard to do, honestly. Most people don't answer their phones. Most people don't show up on the same day every week. Most people don't show up on time. Most people don't remember to do the work they're asked to do. It's just pretty sad how few companies really take exceptional care of their clients. You can absolutely do that. So go sell that and get some people to try you out. Go over and above and accept that up front here, I may not make a ton of money. I may make some dumb mistakes. I may lose a little money here or there, but I'm figuring it out and I'm building a business. I'm getting something going. It's not going to take that many clients to have enough money for many people to quit their job. And so go out and try some stuff. Knocking on doors is the fastest. Likewise, same in commercial. I've said it before, knocking on doors is one of the fastest ways to grow. So over and above that, what are other ways? Door hangers. But don't just do the normal door hanger and say, satisfaction guaranteed, and here's the services, what we do. Here's what we provide. Oh, please call us, or hey, you'll get your 8th mowing free, or whatever. I see it all the time. Don't do all that normal stuff. You need to be different. You've got to be completely different than everybody else. You want to stand out. What can you guarantee? What can you give away? What can you offer? What will you say you'll do to prove you're the best? I mean, what can your headline on that postcard or on that door hanger is incredibly important. You've got to get them to read it. And there's no way I can record all the details that go into this in just, you know, 8 or 9 minutes. But you've got to think about how can you be different. So door hangers work. If you get a client, then you should be putting door hangers on the 5 houses around that client frequently. Postcards work. They're inexpensive. You can use, again, services like overnight prints. I don't use them anymore for that. But, you know, to do some small mailings, to get them out fast and have somebody else handle everything, where you just upload a mailing list and they mail it out. It's just easy. You can get a mailing list for cheap from InfoUSA of homeowners in a certain neighborhood, and you can just mail out to those homeowners. And you can use a service to do it all for you, and you can just set it up to keep going out. But the key is to write a really good marketing piece. That is absolutely the key. So be different. Make it, you know, put, again, I've said it before, put yourself in their perspective. If you were buying lawn care, what would you want? What would make you get off the couch and switch and pick up that phone and switch to another company? It's not as easy as you think. Not everybody's going to think, oh, wow, a new lawn care company. This guy's probably great. No, they're going to assume you're like everybody else. You've got to convince them, and you got to show them you're different to get them to pick up the phone or go visit your website. So do that. And when you do that, then the media, what you'd call the media, be it the internet or a postcard or a door hanger or Valpak or any of that, a lot of it can work for you if you have the right message and the right call to action to get them, the client, to take action or get the prospect to actually try you. So I'd use door hangers. We use door hangers, postcards. We use letters that are hand addressed with a real stamp on them. We use newsletters that go out to clients, and we use them as prospecting. So it's a newsletter that we've built. We do a lot of internet. We really do heavy internet marketing through pay-per-click and through search engine optimization. We have multiple websites. We ask for referrals. So a little more difficult when you don't have many clients, but as soon as you get clients, you need to start asking them for referrals. We ask for referrals. We incent our clients every time they give us a referral. We try to do what I'd call a JV deal, or network with other companies in the business. So let's say you're getting in just fertilization landscape, or I'm sorry, just the fertilization weed control side of the business. What landscape maintenance companies and what landscape companies can you go strike a deal with to recommend you for fertilization weed control? Now, if you're mowing and you're doing fertilization weed control, it's going to be hard to strike those deals with a maintenance company because they could see you as a competitor. Who can you get you to refer you? Is there a laundromat in the area that you can incent them? There's just an assortment of, can you network with the nursery? Is there, think of friends and neighbors, you know, who can you get business from? So you want to go through and make a list of all that. So just an unlimited number of ways that you can do marketing. I'm a big fan of postcard marketing, and but again, I do all of it. So any of it will work if you have the right message. You've just got to make it incredibly compelling to get them to switch to you this time of year. But again, it's totally doable. So I hope that helps.